What's going on? You guys are listening to the very first episode of Faithful Living. I'm your host, Andre R. Hubbard, and I'm excited to get into my topic for today. But before I dive into that, let me give you a little background information about me. I used to interview celebrities on television. However, that is not the direction I'm doing with this podcast. I will explain why, if you are wondering. I am basically focusing on what is really important for us, getting myself right with God. If it's not about my growth in Jesus Christ, I'm not into it. For a long time, I was addicted to drinking. I was addicted to smoking. I was addicted to cigarettes. I was addicted to weed. I was addicted to fornication. I've been delivered from all of those addictions. And along with that weight of those addictions being lifted off of me, a lot of other things came off of me. For example, it completely changed my thought process to the level of importance that I attach on certain things. I'm not certain yet of why it did that, but I am certain that it changed my thoughts. And now they're more fixed on things I can do for myself, far as my closeness with God, knowing Jesus Christ, making sure Jesus Christ knows me inwardly and completely. And that's really what's important to me. That's where I'm at now forever. And I will be there until I take my last breath. So with that being said, today's topic, I'm going to just dive right into it. I want to talk about King David. So I've studied King David several times. I'm focusing on the reason why I believe David was the apple of God's eye. Now that's my own personal opinion of it. You're entitled to your own personal opinion. I'm entitled to mine. So let me have my opinion. However, before I dive into David, let me dive into some of the foundation of my opinion, which is Bible-based off of Scripture. So the parable of the lost sheep in Matthew 18:10-14, Jesus tells the parable of the lost sheep to show that the kingdom of God is accessible to all, even those who are sinners or strayed from God's path. He uses the example of a sheep, which is God, who has lost 100. Uses the example of a shepherd, which is God, who has 100 sheep and one goes missing. The shepherd leaves the 99 others and searches high and low for the lost sheep. Jesus stresses that when the shepherd finds the lost sheep, he rejoices over it more than the 99 who did not go astray. This is how God will rejoice when a sinner returns to him. Now, my first point on bringing that up is we are supposed to reflect God while we are here. That is everyone's purpose, is for us to be a reflection of God. We are supposed to be an example of God, a reflection of God while we are here on earth. Hence, a part of the Lord's prayer is, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." That's God's will being done on earth. That's referring to us doing his will as it is in heaven. So Jesus tells us he would basically go and retrieve the other sheep. The other sheep is just as important to him, being the ultimate shepherd that he is, as the other sheep. So I know you're probably saying, how is that a foundation? Well, let me bring you in before you think that. 1 Samuel 17:34-36. But David said to Saul, "Your servant was tending his father's sheep when a lion and a bear came and took the sheep from the flock. I went out after it and attacked it and rescued the sheep from its mouth. And when it rose up against me, I grabbed it by its mane and struck it and killed it. Your servant have killed both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine..." Well, let me not get too far. So that's my first and second point right there. David, when he was a shepherd tending to his father's flock, he killed a lion and a bear. He left the other sheep and killed a lion. That's one. And then he did it with a bear. So he went and retrieved two sheep. So knowing that God sees all, as yesterday, today, and tomorrow, he is present yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God had already seen what David did to protect his father's flock. God had already seen a reflection of himself in David as a young man. That's yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's my first and my second point. So every message, I'm going to give you 3 points. So that's my point one and my point two. The lion, point one, and the bear, that's point two. My third is 1 Samuel 17:45 through 50. David said to this Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled this day. The Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And all those gathered here will know that this is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistines moved closer to attack him, as the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quick. Now, first, let me say, this dude was over 9 feet tall. Now, keep in mind, David is a teenager at this time. He ran towards the battle line to meet him. He said, "I want all the smoke, all of it. They may have forgot who the God of Israel is, but I haven't." Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into the forehead and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, without a sword in his hand, and struck down the Philistine and killed him. That was how he took him down. After he did that, he took his own sword and cut his head off. Now, this is my third point. David was a young man, a teenage boy. He didn't forget who God was, the one true God of Israel. He didn't forget while staring in the face of a giant. David wasn't moved by what he seen, but everyone else, even the king, was scared. They all had fear. Anytime a grown man have a teenager fight his battles for him, he shook. He scared. David's brothers was scared. They was there. They didn't want the smoke. Out of all of Israel's army and the king of Israel, no one wanted the smoke with Goliath. But a teenager who didn't forget who the God of Israel was and is, a teenager, I believe God said, "That's him. I can't see myself in these men with fear in their hearts, but this teenage boy, I can't see myself in this king who has fear, but this teenage boy who didn't forget who I am." Let's go back to the beginning of 1 Samuel 17:45-50. David said to this Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, the God of the armies, the God of these men with fear in their hearts who won't stand up and fight you. I come against you in his name." In his name, God said him, not none of them, not even a king who tried to give him his outer gear, not even a king who, well, not outer gear, let me rephrase that, his armor, not even a king. I see myself in this teenage boy. He is the apple of my eye. He knows who I am, hence I am. So that's my third point on why I feel God chose David, and that's the time I'm going to give for y'all. But before I go, I want to say a quick prayer with y'all. If you're listening and ready to give your life to Jesus Christ, please repeat after me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses. Sorry about that. As we have forgiven those who trespassed against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, I'm begging you, please find a good Bible-based church in your area. Get in it. Stay in it. Follow God. Don't follow man. If If you follow man, you will fall. Stay focused on God. Don't turn back. And always pray, 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 pray every day. It takes more than one prayer to do it. It takes more than one prayer to do it. Stay focused. Stay focused. Remember this. I say this all the time. I believe God gave this to me. Our bodies is our vessel. Our vessels is our vehicles for our spirits, and we are supposed to feed our vehicles, our vessels, our bodies with the word to keep us so that we don't fall. It's to keep us. Just like you got to put gas in your vehicle to get where you're going, we have to feed our bodies. And what we continue to feed our bodies, that's what we crave. So feed your body the word of God. Feed your body God's word, and always pray and seek him in your day-to-day life. And I promise you, I was a horrible person. I was a horrible sinner. When I'm telling you, I was addicted to, I used to smoke so much weed. I used to sleep with so many women. I used to do so much sins. After I had my divorce from over 15 years, I was wilding out here, and I was just wilding. I was going through a lot. I was suffering a lot mentally. I was hurt. I was broken. But aren't we all broken? I mean, aren't we truly all? But at the end of the day, God cleansed me. He took me and he restored me and he delivered me. So that is my entire purpose for why I do this. So find a good Bible-based church, stay in it, follow God, pursue God, and don't follow man.